Hi there. This is part two of the Bible study series that examines what God's will was before the establishment of the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 20. Further to the introduction in part one, it is not meant to examine every aspect of God's will and truths before this time, but specifically it is being done to highlight the major and most important practices that God intended for the believer to do or to know as truth. In certain subjects, it also applies to the person that does not believe in God or one that does not profess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So let's get to part two, which, like part one, is very short. Introductory note. The current will of God is that God created only two distinct genders, male and female. Now to the scripture. Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 27 states, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. End note. About 6,000 years ago, in accordance with Bible chronology counting, God originally created two people with two distinct genders only, male and female, which represent his creation of mankind.